In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I have not seen the Holy Spirit. I've heard him. The Holy Spirit seems to be such a flighty, flitty person of the Trinity. Free as the breeze. Who can track him? It seems that we can never get enough of the Spirit. And it's hard to distinguish and discern between our spirits and the Holy Spirit. It reminds me of an incident that occurred to me when I was studying at Lutherische Hochschule in Oberursel. That shortly after I had arrived, I heard what sounded to me like a cuckoo clock. It was emanating from the Stadtwald, the adjoining forest with its trails adjoining to the campus of Oberursel. And I decided to follow it and track it down. You see, the cuckoo bird, I thought, was one of those fables, something like of the category of the unicorn, or more seasonally, maybe Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I really didn't know that there actually was a creature such as a cuckoo bird. Well, I set out, and it took about an hour of tracking this bird until I came underneath the tree in which, high and above in the evergreen tree, he was decided to rest for a moment. He had been flitting around above. I had never got a glimpse of it. But the way that I could approach him was by softly whistling, imitating his call. I got back, I finally reached under the tree in which he had decided to stay for a little bit, and I felt rather stupid sitting there whistling cuckoo to this bird that I couldn't see. I had nothing else to do but to turn around and go back to the dorms. And upon arriving there, I told my little story that I had, you know, this crazy bird and how chagrined I was, and but the reaction was just incredible as well. No one there had seen the cuckoo bird. And in fact, there was one student, a Greek student, not that he was studying Greek, he was actually Greek, from South Africa, a Lutheran. Seminaries attract the strangest people. Anyway, he had said with some consternation that he had been tracking this bird for 2 years and was never able to get close enough to actually visibly see him. So he asked me, what did it look like? Now, many of you know that I am seriously visually impaired, or at least low vision, so I couldn't see him either. I knew he was right above me in the tree, but I couldn't see him. Well, that incident, I don't know how elusive this bird is, but from the folklore, hardly anybody ever gets to even come close. And I had done so simply by softly answering back to his crazy cuckoos. Well, now, how many have seen the Holy Spirit? The Bible has a metaphor, plays on the metaphor of the name of the Holy Spirit. Playing with that word, either in Greek or in Hebrew, ruach and pneuma, in reverse order, it plays on this, the connection between the Holy Spirit and the wind. You recall the words of Jesus to Nicodemus. And you recall that sound of wind at Pentecost and the cloven tongues of fire. It seems, though, that the Holy Spirit is not attended to. He always seems to get last place. First, there's the Father, and then there's the Son, and then there's the Holy Spirit. And that is how Luther divided the Apostles' Creed into its articles as well. But it would be well to remember that the spirit, wind, breath is not a wimpy kind of empty sort of wind, but it's a very powerful, driving, creative wind. The Holy Spirit doesn't come in third place. Equal, co-equal with the Father and the Son in power, dominion, and glory. He was there in the beginning as a mighty rushing wind roaring over the depths, the deep waters, forming it, shaping it, bringing His presence, giving it, benefacting it, blessing it, engendering life and vitality in this world. The Holy Spirit is in the first article. Ezekiel expresses it in a similar way. It is the Holy Spirit that is the life force, dynamic power of the very Godhead. The Holy Spirit is also in the second article of the Creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit. The second person of the Trinity was conceived by the Holy Spirit to become incarnate, to be one in this world, so that the incarnate Word, the Christ, could in turn receive the Holy Spirit in power to complete the task as the Messiah, the one anointed with the breath of the Spirit, upon whom the Spirit descended from heaven. And the apostles say, we beheld His glory, full of grace and truth. The Holy Spirit is in the second article. As Christ breathes out that breath, that life-giving breath of the Holy Spirit on His disciples and onto us. Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, but I also believe in you. The third article of the Creed is not just about the Holy Spirit. It is also about us. What the Holy Spirit does to get us to believe in us is something quite extraordinary. Without the Holy Spirit, frankly, I wouldn't believe in any of you. I would not believe that you are, in fact, holy. I would not believe that of myself. The third article of the Creed is about how God pours over His holiness into our lives through the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a lot of holiness there. But before we get to the holiness, the Holy Spirit, this seemingly bashful, quiet person of the Trinity, has to do a lot of dirty, dark work. He is the one that knows us completely. As He swept as a mighty gale over the waters of creation, in working in that darkness, so also He penetrates the depths of the cavernous darkness and sin in our lives. We must be careful not to offend Him. He is not offended because He hasn't seen this before. He certainly has. But He is offended because He knows the depths of sin and depravity far better than anyone else. And so it's all the more remarkable what the Holy Spirit does as he is tracking us, as He tracks down that sin and guilt and death in us. He brings the light, His life-giving light. He blows into the depths of our deep, blackened lungs His Spirit, His life, regeneration, the light of the gospel. And so I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Christian church. I believe in the holy ministry. I believe in holy baptism. I believe in holy communion. I believe in life everlasting. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. These are all things that of which the holiness I have never seen. But I've heard it. I heard that cuckoo bird. I didn't see him. It is enough to know that he's there, and he's here, and he's in us, and he is the one enveloping us in the comfort, in the power, in the love of God the Father through the Son given to us. Holy Spirit, Holy Church, Holy People, Holy Sacraments, Holy Life. That's a whole lot of holy. Praise and thanks be to God the Father, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.